Nowadays, we are preparing the last things to this big event go on. So we are here in Rome to give to the PCL and all the delegates all the perspectives we have to the young people when they come in July. So I'm in charge of the catechesis. And for example, we are already setting up all the places we've got to have to receive the young people. So these places must be near to the place and house of families and schools and clubs where people will be gathered to spend their nights. This is regarding to the difficulties we have with transportation and with other things, because our city has its own problems. And now we are trying to make these things to happen. Being here in Rome with all the committee organization is part of our work, and we try to do it the best way we can.
Una domanda sulla presenza dei giovani.
What can you tell us about the presence of young people from around the world?
So these young people will be with us, especially in house of families, on schools, on clubs, or sportive places. So when they do their registration on the website and they choose with hospitality, they can be in any one of its places. For example, if you are in a big group, for example, 50 people, probably we're going to stay in a school or in a club. Or if you are in a smaller group, maybe in the same street, you're going to be in houses of families or a building. So this is we are trying to do the effort for many people in Brazil to open their houses. That's part of the communication and part of our trying to our efforts to open the house of Carioca people. So this is important, because we need the young people in these places. However, we don't have so many beds of hotels, for example. It's expensive in Rio. For this to happen, we need the families opening their houses, and we don't think it's difficult. It's just one night. Not one night, but just the night. They don't have to give them breakfast. They don't have to give them other things, and it's easy. So we are trying to do it, and we are finding many, many people with open hearts to give them these places.
Lei è responsabile per il settore dei catechesi, ossia quei momenti in cui i giovani viveranno.
You are in charge of organizing the catechesis. Can you speak to us about this? How will they be organized?
Fatti queste catechesi durante la giornata mondiale.
There are going to be 3 days of catechesis. They're going to be on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. The young people will gather together by language. So there will be a bishop for each day, where they can listen and make questions and even celebrate the Mass together regarding this especially and specific formation regarding our theme, go and make disciples of all nations. So this is an important part of World Youth Days, because after that, they have the opportunity to celebrate and to summarize everything they listen to, everything they learned, and be prepared to the day after of the Warrior Day. So I think when the PCL thought about these 3 days, I think it's a good thing, because they have the opportunity to be formed, to be attempted to all these things they want to learn, and they have to learn to be a new disciples and missionaries of Jesus Christ.
How are young Brazilians preparing to welcome the Holy Father?
Oh, We think it's the great opportunity we have, a moment of the Holy Spirit, a moment of grace in Rio de Janeiro. And not only in Rio de Janeiro, all Brazilian young people are now very happy and trying to be with us in Rio on next July. So I think we are like the Christ the Redeemer with the arms wide open to receive everybody. I think this cultural exchange and this this way of evangelize of the whole world can gather together in Rio for us to experience another ways to evangelize, to think about it, and to be prepared to the new challenges we've got to face in the whole world. Being in Rio on these days will be an opportunity for us to open our minds and to open our hearts to be these disciples of Jesus Christ. So we are glad, we are joyful to receive everybody. So come on and join us.
Thank you.